News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Later today, the Labour Party will begin their national conference in Dublin. We spoke a little earlier to Labour councillors Alison Gilliland, Noel Toohey and Kevin Byrne, asking for their opinion on the direction and leadership of the party just before that conference.
I'm very disappointed that while we are working really hard on the ground and supporting local communities, we're not climbing in the national polls.
Brendan Howland is making an effort. I think he wasn't listening well enough. But my personal opinion would be that Alan Kelly would be the best leader Labour could have at this time.
I do feel we'd be able to gain quite a number of seats if we revert back to our policy, and no coalition would be my stance.
If there was an election in the morning and we didn't return the same number of TDs that we currently have, then we definitely would have to look at leadership. There's been too much Blairism in the Labour Party.
OK, well, to discuss this further, we're joining with the man in the hot seat himself, the leader of the party, Brendan Howland. Good morning, Brendan.
Morning, Paul, and good morning to your listeners.
Last month's Red Sea poll put national support for the Labour Party as low as 4%. You've been struggling between 4 and 6%. What has the Labour Party to offer the electorate?
Well, the exit poll, the most recent one was last week, and the most exhaustive poll, it was 7%. Why wouldn't you reference that?
Let's get semantic about it. Okay, from 4% to 7%. Yeah, but no political party wants to be at 7%, Brendan. So, you know, okay.
It's better than 4, obviously.
I know, and 5 is better than 4, and 6 is better than 5.
And 7%, well, if you want to talk figures, let's talk figures. 7% means that we're in contention in all our target constituencies. I knew when... I offered myself for leadership of this party after a very difficult election, after a very difficult period in government, that rebuilding would be difficult, would be challenging, wouldn't be instant, and there's no magic bullet for that. And the party knows that, and most thinking people know that, and commentators like yourself know that. Across Europe, social democratic parties are struggling right now because the values of social democracy that have shaped modern Europe, a welfare system, a system where people pay fair taxes and get quality public services, is under pressure from populism and nationalism. Mm-hmm. That's the truth of it. But at 7%, we are in contention to be in double figures in the next Dáil. We have a policy platform that we will lay out over the next 3 days that is really relevant, particularly to people who want to build a future in this country,
okay,
who need to get public housing, who need to get access to public services, who want services on a par with Denmark or the Netherlands, that where social democratic Labour parties have shaped their public health systems.
Mm-hmm. A lot of critics would say, Brendan, that you're jostling for relevance in the new political landscape. But one of the questions, are you concerned, by the way, like this government is, what, how many years? 3-4 years in situ now? And Labour has only seen an increase in their vote up to 7%.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about that?
Of course I am. I'd love the Labour Party to be at the norm of 10%. I'd like that. But there hasn't been very much movement in any of the political parties since the election because people are not focused on that. We do have a dysfunctional Dáil right now because the government doesn't have a majority. Very little is actually been done in fundamental ways. And we're facing really major crises into the next number of months, the most obvious one being Brexit itself. But domestically, we haven't got a handle on the issue of a dysfunctional health system.
But that's ubiquitous. That's been around forever, Brendan. That's going around 20, 30 years.
And that's why I think it shows that there's never been a left majority in Parliament to provide what today's report that you're talking about and every news programme in the country is talking about, the European Health Status Report, which says that the norm is for a single-tier publicly funded health system to be available in developed countries. We tried to roll that out even in the worst of times with primary care available to all. We extended free GP care to the under sixes.
Yeah, what happened to it? What happened
to
your...
It stopped the minute we walked out of government.
Why?
Because Fine Gael are not committed to a publicly
funded... Why are they not committed?
It's ideological in my judgment on it because they certainly weren't enthusiastic.
They're a bit like the Republicans in the States don't like Obamacare.
Well, the bottom line is, you either are committed to public services in the way social democrats are, or you believe primarily in the capacity of the private sector to provide services.
Okay. I want to ask you another question.
Are in that latter category.
Yeah, I want to put a point to you, because we don't have all morning to talk about this, unfortunately. In the 2011 government, you put yourself on the firing line when you insisted on effectively being the deputy or joint finance minister. And for some reason, you seemed to have taken a disproportionate amount of the blame for some of the worst austerity measures. And then Labour were rewarded by being pummeled into obscurity by the electorate. Now, you were no doubt driven by patriotic duty at the time, but do you now regret, Brendan, that you didn't just sit on the fence and let the blue shirts take the brunt of all the anti-austerity angst?
Well, that's a very profound question for historians. My view is that you go into politics to make a difference for your country and your people, not to be a commentator on the side. And I know those that criticised the fact that the Labour Party rolled up our
But you got no thanks for it, Brendan. That's what I'm trying to get at here.
Well, we know the country's in a better place afterwards, despite
But the public don't know that, Brendan.
Is our job in politics then to be elected for the sake of being a commentator, to say as Sinn Féin did in 2011, tell the Troika to get lost? We saw what happened in Greece when that line was taken.
But what I'm trying to get a point is, there something wrong with your communications policy here? Because I'm just saying genuinely, you put yourself on the firing line.
Yeah.
You didn't have to. You could have been a cynical old political hack and sat on the fence, but you did. But you're still labouring at 7%.
No, you're dead right. We got no credit for it. And, you know, I talked to my Dutch colleague and they went the same way. It's very difficult when you're actually, you know, you see somebody else setting the house on fire. You go in as the fire brigade and you're blamed, you know, like a Halloween night when people throw rocks at the fire brigade. The bottom line is we did right by our country. We have to explain that to people. But I understand.
Okay.
I understand the why
right.
of that. The why of that is simple. People were hurting and are hurting.
I know.
Still.
I'm just very, very, very briefly. How are you getting on with Alan Kelly these days?
I get on very well with Alan and with every member of the parliamentary party. Alan wants to be leader of the party. There are others who do as well.
Okay.
But I am the leader. That has been confirmed very strongly at the last away.
So there's no angst within the ranks of the Labour Party.
There's angst within every political party.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at Fianna Fáil in recent times, for God's sake. But we are united
okay.
in rebuilding this party to reshape our country, and that's our
All
job
right, we
this
have
weekend.
To-